Blog Talk Radio.
Next time you're riding down the road in your car, sing this to the Lord. You'll get where you're going much faster. Come. Let us.
Come, let us adore Him.
Kneel down before Him.
Kneel down before Him.
Worship and adore Him.
Worship and adore Him.
Come on, say it again.
Let us come, let us adore Him.
Kneel down before Him.
Kneel down before Him.
In Your presence, Lord, worship.
Worship and adore Him.
Help me say. To praise Him even in the midst of a trial. Come.
Come.
Let us.
Come, let us adore Him.
No matter what's going on in your life, you got to know how to give Him a sacrifice of praise. Now I know you know the song by now. Come. Riding down the road in your car.
Good evening. I see that we have many callers on the line tonight, which is wonderful. I hope that everybody is doing okay tonight. This is the Next Chapter Widow Ministry, a ministry in embracing widows. I'm Mary Howell, the director of the Next Chapter Widow Ministry. Welcome you tonight and hope that all is well. Tonight we're going to talk about faith and unlimited possibilities. Unlimited possibilities. We also going to be going to a few scriptures that's going to relate to this message tonight. Well, I am back from Jamaica after celebrating my 60th birthday, and it was fabulous, wonderful, amazing what God can do, and also the beauty of His creation, the beauty of the ocean, the blue water, and everything that it is so beautiful. Well, I'll talk about my trip later, but I really feel like getting back on that plane and heading back to Jamaica. But anyway, tonight we will talk about faith and unlimited possibilities. Well, with faith in God, we should act and ease with confidence. Faith is the assurance that even in uncertain circumstances, all is unfolding as it should. In faith, we should move with confidence through each day. I know sometimes when things happen, we get a little bit upset, disturbed by whatever might be going on. But just knowing that, keep that faith that God will get you through that situation. Faith is an intimate understanding that God and you are one. If we temporarily forget this truth, we should go within prayer. Prayer revives our understanding and illuminates the way to greater success. With faith, we can do all things through Christ, which strengthens us. With faith, our body, mind, and spirit. With faith, we should know that nothing is impossible. Whatever our goals or aspirations, we should have faith that we can accomplish them through the power of God within. Our faith should be solid, for God is our strength. Let's go to Isaiah 40:10. It says, "Behold, the Lord God will come with strong hands, and his arm shall rule for him. Behold, his reward is with you, and his work before him." In this verse, it says that be strong, because God has his hands. He comes with strong arms to let us know that he's there to protect us or get us through whatever we may be going through. Well, it also says God has the power of your understanding. Let's go to Proverbs 16:16. Excuse me for a little rattle of the paper. Proverbs 16:16 says, "How much better it is to get skillful and godly wisdom than gold, and to get understanding is to be chosen rather than silver." So, it's telling you what you should choose. It's better to have understanding rather than silver. And it also says that we have constant companion with God, having faith that he will always be there and supply our needs. Just like he says in Psalms 23rd, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pasture. He leadeth me beside the still water. He restores my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, do I walk through the valley of shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod, thy staff, they comfort me. Thy parish will tail before me in the presence of my enemies. I will notice my head with all my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever." Well, he first says in Isaiah that he will uphold us with his strong hands. In Proverbs, he told us what to choose. Choose understanding than silver. And Psalms 23rd, he is your shepherd. And he will always be there. He will never leave you or forsake you. So, those verses should let you know that you can have faith in him to get you through whatever situation you may be going through. There's another scripture, and it's coming from Hebrews 11:3. What is seen was made from things that are not visible. That's faith. We have to have faith for things that we have not seen. faith that God will get us through whatever situation it might be. Just like we have never seen the face of God. He's a spirit. But we still believe in him, even though we have not seen him in person. We still have that faith that he's real. Unlimited possibility. We should see beyond the perimeter. And accepted in the past to behold a world of unlimited possibility. As our vision expands, we should create space for more good, more love, more giving, more opportunities, and more spiritual understanding. We should also know that the spirit is unlimited as we study and practice spiritual principles, our awareness of Christ within us should expand as well. Well, let me share something that happened on my trip. I did things that I would not normally do as far as the different tours I went on. I went on a safari adventure. And I am scared of most crawling and creepy insects or animals. Well, my girlfriend wanted to explore this adventure. And I said, well, I don't care about all the other places that we're going to be seeing, but I just don't feel like going on this safari because I'm afraid of certain type of animals. Guess what I did? I went on the boat, and we went through an area. It's not completely a swamp, but guess what lives in the water that we went through? A little safari area. And we went through areas where different type of plants and sticks and flowers that grows around the water area that we were going through. We went through an area filled with crocodiles. Would you believe that? I didn't want to go. I was scared. But when I got on the boat and I saw that I didn't have to be right up on the crocodiles, and it wasn't as bad as I thought, but I actually was close up and personal with those crocodiles. They were pretty calm, didn't do nothing crazy. They just swam around us, and one of them was a huge one, was laying on top of the log, and when he saw us coming, he got down in the water. And I told the guy that was driving the boat, I said, it's time for us to go. I do not want to stay around here anymore. So we turned around and headed back. But I had faith, even though I was scared, I had faith that God was going to protect me through this. I said, protect me through this safari tour. But at the same time, I thought I was crazy what I was doing. But it wasn't as bad as it was after all. Unlimited possibility that I got through that. But anyway, getting back to the word, we should accept and express more of divine nature. We should embrace our full potential as we navigate through life. It is, it gives us greater clarity about purpose and new ways to contribute our gifts to bless others. And it's very important to always give back more than you receive. We should be open and receptive as we journey along the path that Jesus showed was possible for us all. And he will give us what we, the desire of our heart, the things that we need, the resources that we need. He will give us love that we lack. He will give you ways to fulfill that void that you may be feeling. Here's a scripture from Genesis 13, 14, 15. Raise your eyes now and look from the place where you are. For all the land that you've seen, I will give to you. Yes, he will give to you what you need and the desire of your heart. We just must have faith in those things. We could not see the beautiness, the goodness. Excuse me 1 second. I lost my train of thought here. But anyway, getting back to our faith and unlimited possibilities. This past week, I must say I have experienced unlimited possibilities, things that my faith was tested. I kept having a lot of negative thoughts before I went on this trip to Jamaica because I didn't think that I was having muscle spasms. I was taking my medicine, but it wasn't working, but I still went anyway. Even though I was looking to have a great time and believing that God was going to change things around, I still had negative thoughts. My faith wasn't as strong at the beginning of my trip. But we went on a tour, and on this tour, there was at this beach, there was a masseuse there, and she was massaging people if they wanted that done. I'm a little bit skeptical of certain things being done. It has to be maybe a professional environment, and this was not. This was on the beach, but I was having those pains, and I took a chance. And I allowed this young lady to massage my back. And she had a lot of knowledge of different things that happens with different areas of the back, and she thought it was just my muscles that needed to be massaged. I allowed her to do that, and boy, did she give me a good massage. She worked those muscles areas that I was aching. And after she was finished, I was sore, but the pain left me. That was the second day I was there in Jamaica. The last 2.5 days after she massaged my back, the pain had went away. I mean, completely. It was a little bit sore back to where she was pressing. But my faith was not as strong because I thought that I was going to have a lousy vacation because I kept having these muscle spasms. But God showed me if I have enough faith in you, in Him, that He would allow. I mean, it was unbelievable how we bumped into this young lady who was there at the beach, and I had the faith to let her do it, but not the faith that the pain was actually going to go away. So what I'm saying is, my vacation was just wonderful after I allowed that to happen. But it's more or less, if I had more faith in knowing that God was going to work it out, that I could be at peace in my body, I did not have to worry about those muscle spasms. Sometimes we have to have enough faith and praying and faith versus that will keep us God present in our lives and allow us to, and He will show us, because the vacation was all, I would say, a perfect vacation after that second day and getting that massage done. Everything just went beautiful, no problems. The food was wonderful, the place was beautiful, but this muscle spasm that I was having at the beginning, I just thought that I was going to have a wasteful vacation. But God just allowed me, knowing I needed that vacation, and He was going to heal that pain and allow me to enjoy myself, which I did. So we have to have faith and the God's presence, and whatever we may be going through, He will protect us. Because He protected me through those, going on a safari with those alligators. I can't even believe that I actually went on it. But I did. I went on a lot of different type of adventure trips in Jamaica, which was a lot of fun, but it was just completely different than what I would normally adventure out to. So He allowed me to enjoy myself totally, and I just thank Him for having little faith, and He made little faith and knowing that He was going to get me through this, even though I had doubt at the beginning because of the pain I was having in my back. But we have one of our callers, our regular callers is in the hospital tonight, and she's having some tests done. Even though she has faith in God, sometimes there's a little bit of doubt sometimes we can have because we are human. But we must be stronger in our faith, knowing that God is going to work things out. He promised that He will never leave us or forsake us. So we must believe that whatever situation that we're going through, that He's going to be there, right there with us. And He didn't say that we would never have any type of situation, no sickness, there will be no death in our family, just whatever. But just knowing that He will get you through each and every situation. So we must continue to have greater faith in Him, because He will show us unlimited possibilities in our lives. He will show unlimited possibilities in healing and financial situations. Our children's situation, job, unemployment, whatever we are going through, we must have greater faith and confidence in the Lord, to knowing that He will never leave us or forsake us. He will show us the unlimited possibilities that we can experience, and keeping and believing that He's there for us and He will never leave us or forsake us. Keep all avenues open, knowing that He will be there. He will create a space for more good, more love, more giving, more opportunities, and more spiritual understanding. He will give you the strength and the understanding, and guess what? His constant companionship with you. He will give you that love that you feel that you might be lacking. He will find ways to show you. So just believe in His strength, in His understanding, and His constant companion, and the love that He wants to show each one of us, each and every day. Well, I have 4 minutes to make a few announcements. We still have not filled the bus for our trip, so you must spread the word, because we need more people on the bus. We got to fill this bus up, fill it up. So please spread the word. Ask your neighbors, your friends, your family, your coworkers, your church members to join us on this trip. It's going to be a wonderful adventure. And the other, this coming weekend is Mother's Day, special day. We will be joining together with A New Thing Ministry this weekend. We will be picking up shoe boxes. We'll be going to United Way. United Way has a great program this weekend where vendors and corporations have donated supply to be put in these shoe boxes. Toiletry items, all types of toiletry items in these shoe boxes. There's another group of people that will be volunteering to put these items in the shoe boxes. Well, the Next Chapter Ministry and the New Thing Ministry, we will be picking up these shoe boxes. We will be picking up 100 shoe boxes this weekend and taking it to women's shelters with children. We won't be able to deliver it by Mother's Day to them because of everyone doing different things for Mother's Day. But we are picking up the boxes on Saturday morning early, and there's a lot of graduation going on. So that's one of the other reasons. I have 2 graduations to go to on Saturday. But Saturday morning, a group of us is going to go and pick up those shoe boxes and deliver them next week to women's shelters with children. We have 3 different shelters that we're going to be delivering those 100 shoe boxes filled with toiletry items. That is our mission, trip, and service to the community. So that's going to be great to see to do that. So if you want to be a part of this, you give me a call. You can join us in the truck. And we're going to go on Saturday morning and pick up these shoe boxes so we can deliver them next week to 3 women shelter with children. So that's going to be exciting to give back. So that's the end of our program tonight. And we're going to have next week, we're going to have someone to do a joint like a we're going to have someone, a guest on next week. So just be ready to listen to, and it might not be just on encouraging you spiritually, but it might be something that will benefit you as far as education, or different types of information that you could use dealing with finance, also from dealing also with consumer news that you should need to know. So we'll be getting that information together for next week. And guess what? You all let your children pamper you for Mother's Day. Have a happy Mother's Day, and let your children bless you and comfort you and just love you. Love on you, and I know that you're going to have a happy Mother's Day. Be blessed, and just knowing that whatever the situation is, God is there. He loves you, each one of you, so much. Just open up your arms and just let him come in. And let him give you that strength, that understanding, and that a constant companion that he wants to give to you each and every day. Love you, and be blessed, and have a great week, and a happy Mother's Day. Good night.
Next time you're riding down the road in your car, sing this to the Lord. You'll get where you're going much faster. Come. Let us.
Come, let us adore him.
Kneel down before him.
Kneel down before him.
Worship and adore him.
Worship and adore him.
Come on, say it again.
Let us come, let us adore him.
Kneel down before him.
Kneel down before him.
In your presence, Lord, worship.
Worship and adore him.
Tell me, say. Adore him.